आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम निशित कुमार। द हेडलाइंस। प्रेपरेशंस आर इन फुल स्विंग फॉर द सेकेंड फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस। वोटिंग टू टेक प्लेस फॉर 88 सीट्स इन 12 स्टेट्स एंड अ यूनियन टेरिटरी टुमारो। Campaigning for the rest of phases intensifies as leaders of various political parties hold rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. 18 Maoists surrender in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh. US President Joe Biden signs $95 billion US dollar package of aid for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. Severe heatwave conditions likely to continue over East and South Peninsula, predicts the IMD. And Deepanshu Sharma bags gold medal in the men's javelin throw at Asian Under 20 Athletics Championships in Dubai. And now the news in detail. Preparations are in full swing for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, where voting will be held tomorrow, the 26th of April. Campaigning for this phase ended last evening. Elections will be held for 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and a union territory, including the remaining part of the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this phase. The polling for Betul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. A total of 1,198 candidates from 12 states and a UT, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. In Chhattisgarh, under the second phase of the Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held tomorrow in 3 parliamentary constituencies, Rajnandgaon, Mahasamand and Kanker. The Election Commission has completed all preparations for the polling.
The 3 Lok Sabha seats of Chhattisgarh, Rajnandgaon, Mahasamand and Kanker, where voting will be held tomorrow, are partly affected by the problem of left-wing extremism. More than 6,500 polling booths have been set up in Chhattisgarh for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Webcasting will be done in about half of these polling stations. Polling parties have already been sent through helicopters to 9 polling stations located in remote and sensitive areas of Kanker Lok Sabha constituency and 2 polling stations in Gariabandh district under Mahasamund Lok Sabha constituency. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
In Assam, polling personnel in some far-flung areas of Karimganj, Dima Hasao and Karbi Anglong districts have left for the polling booths for the second phase of polls. In the rest of the areas, polling and security personnel will leave today with EVMs and other materials. As many as 61 candidates are in the fray in this phase in the 5 Lok Sabha seats covering South and Central Assam. Over 77 lakh voters can exercise their voting rights. Our correspondent reports that political fate of several prominent leaders will be sealed in the second phase of polls. For the ruling BJP, State Transport and Excise Minister Parimal Suklabaidya, MP Kripanath Malla and Dilip Saikia are in the fray. Congress MP Pradyut Bordoloi is seeking re-election at the Nagaon seat. Former MP Radheshyam Biswas, for TMC, Congress leader Hafiz Bashir Ahmed Chaudhary, AIUDF MLA Aminul Islam and Bodoland People's Front legislator Durga Das Bodo are also in the fray. All the seats are likely to see triangular contest. In Manipur, the election authorities have taken up all measures to conduct the second phase of Lok Sabha polls in 13 assembly segments in 8 districts of Manipur outer parliamentary constituency. The polling personnel and security personnel deputed for the polling stations in Taminglong, Ukrul and Kamjong have left the district headquarters for the designated polling stations. The polls will be conducted at 856 polling stations, including special polling stations set up for internally displaced persons during the second phase of polls. Kerala is all set to go to polls tomorrow as elections for all the 20 Lok Sabha constituencies in the state will be held in a single phase. Today is the day for silent campaigning by all the candidates.
194 candidates are in fray for the Lok Sabha polls in Kerala. The state had witnessed high intense campaigns in the last months as the three major fronts, BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF, CPM-led LDF, had left no stone unturned for ensuring victory for their sides. The state chief electoral officer had informed that all preparations for the polling day had been completed. Over 2.77 crore voters will be exercising their voting rights in 25,358 polling stations across the state tomorrow. Polling will be held from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. tomorrow. As hours are left for Kerala to go to polls, the electoral drama unfolds with its unprecedented intensity as a tight triangular contest is suspected in most of the constituencies in Kerala. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
Campaigning for the rest of phases intensifies as leaders of various political parties hold rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and senior BJP leader will address a public meeting in Morena today. Meanwhile, today is the last day for filing nomination papers for the 8 Lok Sabha constituencies in the fourth phase in Madhya Pradesh. We have a report from our correspondent.
In Madhya Pradesh, overall 83 nomination papers have been filed by 58 candidates in the fourth and final phase for the state so far. In the fourth phase, voting will take place in Devas, Mandsaur, Ratlam, Dhar, Ujjain, Indor, Khandwa and Khargone districts. Election campaign is also in full swing in the state. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting at the police parade ground in Morena at 11 a.m. today. The Prime Minister was in Madhya Pradesh yesterday too and addressed meetings in Sagar and Baitul Lok Sabha constituencies along with a road show in Bhopal. State Congress President Jitu Patwari, former Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan Sachin Pilot, former Union Minister Arun Yadav and Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tanka will jointly campaign for Congress candidates in Ujjain, Mandsaur and Devas. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls ends today. The nominations will be scrutinized tomorrow and the candidates cleared will be allowed to withdraw their candidature by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. In this phase, the states where voting will be held include Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 8 constituencies from Maharashtra, 5 from Vidarbha region and 3 from Marathwada will be voting in the second phase scheduled on the 26th of April. Voting will be held in Buldhana, Akola, Amravati, Wardha, Yavatmal, Vashim, Hingoli, Nanded and Parbani. We have more from our Mumbai correspondent.
The fate of 204 candidates from 8 Lok Sabha seats in Maharashtra will be sealed on Friday when over 1.5 crore eligible voters will choose their representatives. An interesting contest is expected in Buldhana, Yavatmal, Vashim and Hingoli seats where the Shiv Sena led by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde will be contesting against Shiv Sena Ubatha or Uddhav Balasaheb Thackeray. In Buldhana, three-time MP Pratap Rao Jadhav will be in fray as a Shiv Sena candidate while the party has chosen new faces in Yavatmal, Vashim and Hingoli. Two other high-profile constituencies will see the BJP fight against the Congress. In Amravati, BJP is betting on sitting MP Navneet Rana, while in Nanded, sitting BJP MP Pratap Rao Patil Chiklikar will take on Vasant Rao Chavan from Congress. In Wardha, BJP MP Ramdas Tadas will aim for hat-trick, while a triangular contest will be seen in Akola with Prakash Ambedkar challenging the BJP and Congress candidates. Nisha Rani, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have expressed condolence over the demise of BJP MP Rajveer Singh Dilair from Hathras Lok Sabha seat of Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he is deeply saddened by the untimely demise of Mr. Dilair and it is a big loss for the party. Mr. Rajveer Singh Dilair died yesterday of a heart attack. He was 65. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. In Chhattisgarh, 18 Maoists, including a militia platoon commander and three women, surrendered before the police in Dantewada district yesterday. Three Maoists have surrendered before Deputy Inspector General of Police, Kamlochan Kashyap, and Superintendent of Police, Gaurav Rai, under the Lone Varathu campaign. Defence Secretary Giridhar Armani will today lead the Indian delegation to Astana, Kazakhstan for the annual meeting of the Defence Ministers of Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, member states. The meeting will review the regional security issues within the SCO, including the defence cooperation initiatives. During the two-day visit, the Defence Secretary will deliver India's statement at the ministerial meeting. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a $95 billion U.S. dollar package of aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Speaking from the White House after signing the bill on Wednesday, President Biden said it was a good day for America, a good day for Ukraine, and a good day for world peace. He spoke a day after the U.S. Senate approved the aid package following months of negotiations and debate. It was passed in a bipartisan vote of 79-18. In the Senate, the aid package worth $95 billion U.S. dollar in total includes nearly $61 billion in aid to Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific. India Meteorological Department has forecast that severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over eastern south peninsular India during the next 4 days. Heat wave conditions are likely over Bihar, Jharkhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and east Uttar Pradesh. IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over central and east India. Talking to Akashwani, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said that heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over coastal Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha and Bihar.
Gangetic West Bengal and Southern West Bengal, we have an orange color alert for these areas. Marathwada and Chhattisgarh, they will have also normal weather. Madhya Pradesh also. Heat wave warning overall for Indian region. Currently, heat wave is persisting over Odisha, Bengal, Jharkhand, Bihar, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and parts of Tamil Nadu. Orange color warning for the temperature 41 to 45, higher than normal, has been issued for next 3 to 4 days.
Deepanshu Sharma won the gold medal in the men's javelin throw while three other Indian athletes bagged silver on the opening day of the Asian Under-20 Athletic Championships in Dubai. In the men's javelin throw, Deepanshu clinched the gold medal with a throw of 70.29 meters while Rohan Yadav claimed silver with a distance of 70.03 meter. In the men's 1500 meter, Priyanshu secured silver medal. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 4 runs in the high-scoring thriller at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing the mammoth target, Gujarat finished at 220-8 in their 20 overs with the help of Sai Sudarshan, 65-29, and David Miller, 55-23. In today's fixture, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 p.m. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Nishit. Seizing on Pitroda's remarks, Prime Minister Modi says, Congress threatens family inheritance is the top story in all leading dailies. Prime Minister panicking due to Congress manifesto, says Rahul Gandhi, according to a report in The Hindu. High decibel campaign ends for second phase of Lok Sabha polls is a front page story in The Pioneer. Supreme Court says it can't pass order on EVMs on the basis of suspicion of manipulation, says a report in The Times of India. RBI bans Kotak Bank from onboarding new customers digitally is the top story in The Hindu Business Line. JP Morgan CEO praises Prime Minister for unbelievable job in India, says The Statesman. Wheat procurement slows as moisture content hits harvest, reports Hindustan Times. And finally, US warns Pakistan of potential risk of sanctions after it inks Iran MOUs, says a report in The Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Nishit.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Preparations are in full swing for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting to take place for 88 seats in 12 states and a union territory tomorrow. Campaigning for the rest of phases intensifies as leaders of various political parties hold rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. 18 Maoists surrendered in Dantewada district of Chhattisgarh. U.S. President Joe Biden signs $95 billion U.S. dollar package for aid for Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. Severe heatwave conditions likely to continue over eastern south peninsula, predicts the IMD, and Deepanshu Sharma bags gold medal in the men's javelin throw at Asian Under-20 Athletic Championships in Dubai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.